It's that time again!
You've now entered the No Sales Zone.
No Sales Zone.
With Chris Fretz,
the plumbing sales coach,
peels back the curtain of what sales really is.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
And get ready to learn how to increase ticket average by providing better service. And now.
Now.
Are you ready?
Your host.
Ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen. Please welcome.
CF.
The plumbing sales coach.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the show. I'm excited. Tonight, we got a big one for you. And I just want to say what up to everyone watching. First of all, we got a lot of people in the house. Jennifer Bergman, I think you're a previous winner on the show. Good to see you with Bergman Plumbing. We got Chris McGann says CGM, CJM Plumbing, Heating, and AC. Good to see you, my man, as well. Somebody that's been on the show before, always good to see the regulars. And, of course, my man Andy Davis out of Washington, Vancouver, Washington, with Pilot Plumbing. Got a new logo, new brand coming out. Excited to see that. Love seeing that stuff. I love seeing you guys grow. I love seeing you kind of get better and progress. Progress is the key in business. It's the key to entrepreneurship. It's the key to sales. It's the key to relationships. And all those things go together. Tonight, we're going to talk about that and more. But we're also going to talk about how the price book can be affecting you in a negative way. So many times we think raising the prices or lowering the prices or doing something with the prices is going to make us more money. And the truth is that it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't come down to that. Now, there are some extremes to this. You can price too low and price yourself out of business because you're not making enough money. And you can price yourself too high, getting customers to either say no or keeping them from doing more with you, meaning they'll do the bare minimum with you. I don't know. You know, when I was younger, me and my wife joke around about the times where we didn't have a lot of money and we had family members hanging out with us or friends hanging out with us, and we wanted to treat them to a meal, but we were working off of a budget, and we'd wait till they ordered before we ordered so we knew how much we had left over, what we were working with in the budget there. So if we had $30 and they ordered $20 worth of food, we might be sharing a meal that night. And we made a lot of decisions that way. And you can believe that your customer is making those decisions in the same way that is affecting their decisions. I always say, if you can get the decision back down to just a budget decision, you've done your job as long as you provide value. Christopher Bell in the house. He says, hello, CF. Are you doing good? I'm doing great, my man. And it's good to see you on here. Of course, you've got a great name. We could start there. You're blessed with an amazing name, Christopher. Christopher's a good name. I like that name. I'm somewhat partial to that name. Tanner Ringel in the house. Hey, man, my boy, good to see you. He says, preach. Tanner's a killer in the game. He's plumbed in California. He's out in Independence now, and he is really, he took a leap of faith, I believe, and I believe in that kind of a thing, and that's awesome what he's doing with Larry Enright and Option One Plumbing. Shaw Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, good to see you guys. Hey, look, real quick, before we go too much further, make sure you mention the name of the company that you represent and what you do there, because what we're doing is we're offering you guys an entry into your plumbing company into a gift card giveaway. Now, with this gift card giveaway, we hope that with this, it's used to buy tools or office supplies, things that your company can use to give your customer a better experience. And we're doing this. There's no charge for this. It's just something we want to do for you. I want you guys to firsthand experience what it's like to have better service. And none better way to do that than through the show. And so tonight we're going to talk about a little bit of this when it comes to price book. But make sure you get your company in that drawing so that some way, somehow you guys can win something, and make sure you impact with your team with that. If you're on the team, if you're a plumber working for that company and you win, we'll have you get the GM or the owner or somebody in touch with our assistant. We'll get that gift card to them and make sure that goes out to the team. So that's what we want to do. That's one way we want to do that. And then also, I'm going to ask a crazy question tonight. I'm going to ask something, I don't know, who knows what, you never know. And that answer, the best answer to that question, is also going to have a chance to win a $25 Visa gift card directly for you. And you can use that for whatever. I say whatever. You can use it for whatever you want. So he says, Peach Plumbing and Drain, Atlanta. All right, awesome. Good to see you guys on here. My man, Oscram in the house. Joshua Chandler out of... Now, Josh was at a Grand Junction. Really, check this out. Josh was at a Grand Junction Colorado. This guy is like plumbing at 6,000 feet all the time. Mile high plumber, literally up in the mountains. He's up there doing it big. And the dude is a killer. He's been watching the show for a long time. We work closely with that company. And he's performing. He's doing better every single day. He's progressing like we talked about. And it's awesome to see. All right. Who else do we got on the show? We got Steven. Steven, it's good to see you on here again. He's been on here a bunch. He says, fixed today in Sydney, Australia. Thanks so much for joining us. I imagine it's early in the morning there for you, and so appreciate you joining. What up, CF, my boy, Robert? Robert Avila. Robert Avila's on the team here of the Plumbing Sales Coach. He's on the staff, and this guy, I've known this guy for about 15 years. We've worked side by side at several places doing several things, and it's just an awesome dude. Understands the idea of relationship selling, relationships, and building relationships, and so that's so awesome to see. Joe Garcia, good to see you. Above and Beyond Drains and Plumbing. He says, we pipe burst and repair sewer lines and Sand Dog, San Diego. Joe, by the way, I'm just going to take a moment to address something really quick. My boy just asked to join an Inner Circle private Facebook group that we have. And Joe, I did not accept that only simply because that is for the companies that are in our service over sales training program. If you guys want more information about that service over sales training program designed for your technicians to do better in the field, to give your customers a better experience, type DOMINATE into the comments right now and you'll get a messenger from Facebook Messenger, a little auto bot that will help you walk through the process of getting the information. Also, maybe you're like, I'm not so ready to go that far with you. Maybe you just want some free training. I got something for you. Type ebook into the comments and what we'll do is we'll get you an ebook. Talks about the three lies in plumbing. And service, really, in the industry and what you why you're not making, it's keeping you from profits, basically. And we're going to cover that in that ebook. Make sure you download the ebook. Tonight, we're going to talk about one of the big misunderstandings with your price book, this idea that I've got to either drop my price so low to compete with everyone else. I'm going to tell you that's a big mistake. And also jacking your prices up so high because you need to make up for the no's and make up for the losses. That is a big mistake. So we're going to talk about that. He says, cornflakes in the house. Bob Kellogg, my boy at Advanced Plumbing Systems. I always want to say solutions, but Advanced Plumbing Systems. See, I stopped myself, Bob. I'm getting better. My boy, Brittany and Bob, plumbing power business owners, father-daughter duo, and a lot of people that doesn't work for this idea of family, but it does for them, and it's an awesome thing to see, and I love it. It's great. It's called legacy, folks, and Bob's getting to experience that. And that is so awesome. I love those different cultures. Every company shouldn't be the same. Every company shouldn't get the same advice. In some areas, yes, but in other areas, no. It's this idea that, look, you are you. You decided to start your business for whatever reason you just started to start your business. You decided to go into plumbing for whatever reason you decided to go in plumbing. You decided to go in sales for whatever reason you decided to go in sales. But you've got a certain culture about you to do that. One of the things that I want to impact into that culture is the way that you give an experience to a customer when they decide to hire your company or when you end up representing a company because you work for them. I want to impact that because honestly, early in my life, I did it the wrong way for so long. You know, I was a systematic salesman. I was scamming people, lying to people, whatever I could do to get the sale. Really was. Check my story. More coming out on that maybe in a future show. But really, I had a legitimate come to Jesus moment where I literally had to submit myself to a whole different way of thinking, to a whole different way of living, and I realized servicing over closing was really, well, gosh, it was more satisfying. I could sleep at night. It was more satisfying for the customer because they were getting more out of the deal. They were getting more value. They understood what they were buying. They were getting better products. I had a conscience. There was just so much more that went into servicing than it went into sales. And with plumbing, and there in this industry, I found that there's this big major gap between what our understanding of sales and what service even is, and if we're even in that industry at all. And I'm going to tell you right now, we are totally in that industry. I'm still laughing at you, Bob. Cornflakes in the house. Who's ever wondered about this idea of pricing? Like, you know, there's all these formulas out there. There's, you know, it's almost like you got to be Matt Damon, Wicked Smart to figure them out. You know, it's like, geez, what? Carry the one over the three with the, you know, divided by the root element of A. And it's like, what in the world? I just want to know how much to charge for the price for the water heater. How much do you charge for the toilet? What's going to keep this customer from kicking me out of the house, but at the same time, I got to make money? Jake says, what up, CF, my boy? How's it going, brother? Hey, Bob, what's up, everyone? It's like a family up in here. I love you guys. I will take just a moment to say also, we got a couple gift card giveaways, right? Mention the name of the company that you're representing. What your position is there will get your company entered into a drawing. Your company will be entered into a $25 gift card that will go towards tools or whatever they want to use that for to enhance the customer experience. Then we're also doing another $25 gift card for anybody watching the show that can answer the question later that I'm about to ask a little bit later. And it's going to be a random question that I don't even know what is yet myself. The best answer will get that card. And it's not because someone else has the question they're going to give it to you. It's because I haven't thought of it yet. We're going to see how this goes. Also, what we're going to do is we have this other really awesome thing going on. There's a couple things. I really just want to take a moment to explain this. We're working on something called the Fresh Force. More coming on that here in a little bit. But I really want you to start thinking about that. For those that have been watching the show for a long time, you're going to be getting some gifts. You're going to be getting some things. We're going to be contacting you, reaching out to you. Really appreciate you. For those that share the show, the same thing. But another thing we're doing is if we can get to 50 live viewers, we're going to do a $200 gift card the second we get to 50 live viewers. So the second we get to 50 live viewers, all you got to do is type in the comments 51, 53, whatever the number is when you see it, and we will give a $200 Visa gift card giveaway that moment instantly. Could be tonight, could be any night. One time we hit 74 viewers, so we've hit 50, over 50 a few times. It's possible. I just want to get back to that. And so all you got to do is share. A lot of times we shared the show, we tagged people in the show, and that was the way we did that. Bo Jolly, good to see you. Been a while, my man. Christopher Bell says he's a service plumber. Bob says, you saw the five we had. I don't know what I said to make you say you saw the five we had. So now that's out of context for me, Bob. There he is, the comment king, Brandon Graham in the house. Probably now, I used to call Brandon was my honorary color man. I really would have put him on staff as a color man. I mean, the dude's awesome, adds a lot of value to the show, totally gets it. Totally gets it. And the idea about a guy like that is he understands that he's not just a plumber, he's a service plumber. I love that about him. Price formula. Yeah, he says he saw the five. My goodness. Bob had some stats. Bob had some things. Bob had some equations. Like literally Matt Damon and Ben Affleck couldn't have figured that out. Robin Williams couldn't have figured that out. And I'm talking about Goodwill Hunting for those that are tracking here. Alex Marks in the house, another service plumber, another service plumbing business owner, another guy that understands service plumbing. Wes says, service plumber, Houston, Texas, build value while you're building the relationship. Don't be afraid to not be the cheapest. 100%. We got a question here from someone, Lisa Illig. Now, Lisa is not a plumber, and her question is actually asking about her plumbing system. Something is wrong with our pipes and sewer. The basement smells of sewage, and the toilet won't flush. Sounds like it's going to burst or something. What do you think? Am I going to pay an arm and a leg? What else does it say? Am I going to pay an arm and a leg? Oh, that's what it says. Am I going to pay an arm and a leg? That's what it says. Question mark. Couldn't see the question mark. Yeah, that's a really good question. We'll talk about price book. I want to actually address that here in a second. Thoughts. I told him to get on here. Yeah, because Brandon got thoughts on here. You introduced him to, now you're reintroducing each other. I love it. I love it. Your pump. He says, check your sump pump. Price is relative to the issue. Absolutely. That's a great question and a great answer. Talking about the sewage ejector is what he's talking about. He says, basement smells of sewage and the toilet won't flush. Sounds like something's going to burst. Here she Lisa lives in Indiana, and lost my train of thought there. And so in Indiana, we have a lot of basements with sewage ejectors. So Lisa, have your sewage ejector checked out. That is something that can be expensive, to be honest with you, depending on if it is the pump, depending on what needs to be replaced there, what's going on, if it is that, if it might be something a little more simple like a float, but I don't know how old your sewage ejector is. Age is going to come into this equation as well, so you may want to replace the float switch, but even if it is just the float switch, this thing may be 10 years old, 8 years old, 12 years old, and in that case, you might want to go, am I really going to put a rubber Band-Aid on this thing? Do I want to put $500 tires on a $400 car, or do I just want to go ahead and get a new car? That's probably what you're going to be dealing with. He says the pump is jammed and not working exactly right, and a lot of times what will happen is that that float switch will kind of get stuck. Maybe it'll get shoved up into something. Will happen, and then the pit just fills up to where all of a sudden now it's full. It's kind of like having a block main drain, if that makes any sense to you, Lisa. But yeah, this can be, depending on the age of the pump, this can be simple, this can be expensive. And that leads us into the price book, because here's the reality. Someone like the problem Lisa's having right there, something like that can pop up in someone's life and they really do want to know what it costs, and they do a little bit of research, and then I say something like your float switch, or some friend says float switch or pump, and they look that up and they go, float switches are $256. And if you go in there and your float switch is $5 million, it doesn't matter what else they're not going to listen to anything else you say. And so there's this reality to that. Also, if you go in there and your float switch is $100, they might be concerned about the quality of work that you're going to get it. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't buy certain things from Walmart because, yeah, I get it's cheaper, but it's cheaper, right? Like, I get it's cheaper, but it's cheaper. Like, it's not going to last. She says, makes sense. Thanks. Yeah. Hey, you know, we do have a lot of people that watch the show that aren't plumbers, but you're entrepreneurs, or you're in a different industry, and I love you and I want you to. And if you can get some value out of asking a plumbing problem, ask away. I'll try to address it. Chris Casper in the house, my boy from the military. This dude right here knows SEO like you don't understand. He's a, what would you call him? Like a website genius, a website wizard? Oh, maybe like a marketing wizard? Is wizard the right road? Guru. He doesn't have a wand. And yeah, otherwise he could probably get the, because it takes him a while to build those things out. So yeah, it's not a wizard. Pumper, guru. Guru's a good word. Was in the Navy with that dude for a while. He was in IT. Then he went to Lockheed Martin. Smart dude. Wicked smart. Another wicked smart dude. You should have a plumber you trust knowing fresh. Yeah, and look. Speaking of which, if there was someone in Indy that was in my program right now, Lisa, I would probably direct you to them and make that connection for you, because I trust those guys. If you guys are in my plumbing program, then I know what the experience and the service you're providing, and I would totally push you out there right now for sure. Guru! Oh, yeah, look, so this is important, right? And this price book thing comes into play. And so I was kind of thinking everything through, and I was just, you know, this idea of credibility. You know, we talk about branding, and we talk about shirts and looking good and looking fresh and all those kinds of that. See what I did? Looking good, go in there, make the relationship, build that relationship, have reviews so the customers know who's coming to their house, so they know what the company's about, having a good image. You know, I talked a long time ago, I talked about you guys in your Facebook pages. You know, make no mistake, if your customer starts following your Facebook page and you start saying inappropriate things, it's going to be an issue. It's going to be an issue, right, as far as the pattern there. So it's like, man, these guys are professional and everywhere but their social media page. It's like all these things matter, and your price book's a part of this equation. And I just want to make one point tonight, just one point tonight. There's 1,000 points I can make, but honestly, your price book doesn't need to be all that complicated. You guys can figure this stuff out on your own. It's not what everyone else is charging. There's a simple equation that makes you know if you're profitable or not, and there's two ways to think about that. Number one, profitable per item, and then profitable per day. And so the reality is that you could go in and say, well, you know, I got to drive out to a customer's house. I got to be able to spend time on that. I got to diagnose. I got to have the parts on the truck. I got to have 4 years of training. I got to have a minimum. I got to, you know, be licensed in some states. I got to have everything on my truck ready to go. $10,000 of liability and insurance and all this stuff, just to be able to do the fill valve, just to be able to do the toilet flapper, just to be able to do the cartridge rebuild, something simple like that. And I get it. And so we got to charge a lot of money for that. But it really doesn't cost us a lot of money business-wise to do that work, to do those particular things I just mentioned. And so what I think we get lost sometimes in the idea that I got to charge this amount or else I'm not going to make money. The reality is that you do got to charge that amount or else you're not going to make money if that's the only thing you're going on. If that's all you're going to do there today, and quite honestly, no one's getting it. You're not going to make very much money in the plumbing business as a plumbing business owner, as a technician who should be on commission or should be on some results-based economy. You're not going to make very much money for your check. and for your family, and then your customer's not going to get very much value. It's a lose, lose, lose scenario. In fact, when I used to go to calls, and we had a $49 service call fee, call out, you know, whatever you want, diagnosing fee, whatever. So I'd go out there, and if I got out there and like I didn't feel like I could provide any value, I'm like, you know what, just leave us a review. Have a great day. Sorry we couldn't help. Or if it was just Mrs. Jones and she's 93 years old and she's broke as a joke and she don't have any money and we can just kind of like take care of this person and win on the next one, that you can do that if you're priced correctly, if you're bundling correctly, if you're offering the deals to people, offering the options to people so that the customers can make bigger purchases. You don't need that little money. It's little money. It's little thing. It's loser mentality. It's this idea that you're planning to fail. You're planning to lose. Why would you plan to lose? Why should your price book have something equated into it that says you're going to fail 25 or 30% of the time? That doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you plan on failing 30% of the time? You can always get a yes. Plumbers should close at 80 to 90%. Lisa's got a problem. She just earlier talked about her plumbing issues. Goodness gracious. What do you think? She wants you to come out there and just tire kick? She wants her plumbing to work. They want to use their toilet. The things clients don't see unless you allow it. He says, Bob says, the formula only you helped us with is changing ourselves. Average ticket and techs are getting it. Yeah, because we don't have to be wicked smart. You know, there's this look, I got it. You know, there's simple equation. There's 100% of the dollar that comes into the business. Half of it goes back into the job. Basically, you invest 50% of it into the work so that you get the customer to give you the dollar. Pretty basic. Then the other half of the money gets divided up between making the business work and making the profit for the company. 25% back to the company, 25% back to the operating cost. That's a perfect world. It doesn't always work out exactly like that, but it doesn't have to be super any much more complicated than that. And so now you know what you got to make. And there's two equations to this. There's the thing that I just talked about. You got to drive out to a house. You got to do all this stuff. But there's also a certain reality. You got to make a certain amount of money per day. I always use the idea of, like, you know, imagine all these people living in a camp, and we got to feed the camp. You know, there's 100 people living there. We got to feed 100 people. It takes 100 pounds of food every day to feed the people. So every day we need 100 pounds of food. So the equation that we come up with for hunting is going to equate out to getting us 100 pounds of food. But if we somehow get a bigger bear and we can bring that thing back to the camp and we lose 50 or 60 pounds along the way, who cares, as long as we at least get 100 pounds back to the camp? Example, the equation I just gave you, 50-50, 50 back into the job, 50 back to the company, 50 back to the company. Half of that then gets split into operating costs. The other half gets split into, think about this for a second. Now, there's a reality you got to make money per job to make that cycle work. But there's also a reality you got to make a certain amount of money per day to keep the business going. You also got to make a certain amount of money to keep the business going and to grow it. So, you know, you technicians out there that are complaining, our prices are too high. But then you also want benefits. You also want to be able to make more money. You also want the company to grow. You want new trucks. You want the AC to work. You want all this stuff to be there for you. Then, yeah, it's going to be more expensive, because we want to be there for Mrs. Jones in 8 years with the same exact ability to take care of her as we can today. It may be even better. And so with that comes, you got to build in growth. You got to build all that into your price book. But there's a certain reality that if my company needs to make $10,000 a day, then the numbers I just gave you means I need to do $20,000 in revenue. However, if someone walks into my shop and says, hey, look, I have $100,000. You're going to have to reinvest 90 back into the work, but you're going to get it done in half a day. I'm going to take that work. It's only 10% net profit, but at the end of the day, what do I care? I'm still making double what I need to make. And that's an extreme exaggeration. I wouldn't really do $100,000 work for $90,000. But you see how the numbers start to, because what happens is we think that the formula is the God. The formula is not the law. The formula is, it's the guideline. The net pile of money we need at the end of the day, that's the rule of thumb. That's the amount of oxygen that you need to breathe in every day. And I kind of equate cash flow to that, right? Like oxygen levels. So like if you're making $100,000, but you're only keeping 10 of it, that's not very thick oxygen. It's like being at Mount Everest. You do that for too long, you're going to suffocate. And then there's the idea of thicker oxygen level. Well, quite honestly, in this example, you can never have too much oxygen levels, right? Right? I'm looking at my producer because I think I just sounded dumb at the end there. T. Lauren in the house. Brandon says, if you can't find drive in helping your clients understand the problems they have and face coupled with If you can't find drive in helping your clients understand the problems they have and can face coupled with solutions for each, Service Plumbing may not be what you're looking for. Yes, you should want to go into uncomfortable environments and you should be glad. You know, when I worked at CarMax years ago, I felt like CarMax was a little too expensive. They charge about $1,000 more for every single car that you can get everywhere else if you spend 12 days negotiating and sell your soul. But the reality is that CarMax is a little bit more experienced, but CarMax is an experience. I'm sorry, CarMax is $1,000 more than everywhere else, but they're an experience. It's not just buying a car. It's simpler. It's easier. And I remember going to someone one time, a really good, solid Christian dude that I really believed in at the time. I mean, I still do. The guy's awesome, dude. His name's Steve Hupp. Was a manager for CarMax, still is a manager for CarMax. Dude was awesome. And I remember him teaching me a valuable lesson. He said, Chris, if you don't believe in our pricing, you should go somewhere else. But do you believe in our process? Do you believe in our system? And I was like, I do. We're the best. We're going to stand behind the car. Even when we're not the best, we're going to be the best. And he said, if you don't take care of that customer, if you don't believe in our pricing, the customer's not going to buy from you. They're not going to be confident. Then they're going to go somewhere else. And then that is on you if they get taken advantage of. And I was like, wow. And this wasn't a sales guy. Like, he just wasn't wired that way. He was more analytical and more just a good faith dude. But that message resonated with me. You know, I meet so many plumbers and they're like, oh man, we shouldn't charge so much. Oh geez, but then I ask them, who's the best plumber in the world? And they're like, me. Shouldn't you be the most expensive? And how that works? Yeah, I was just talking to someone the other day and they're like, no. So, you know, if we're pricing out of the toilet, you know, how long does the install take? And they're like, well, if they're not really good, it takes an hour and a half. If they're really good, it takes an hour. I'm like, well, stop. So we're going to basically charge the customer more. If they're not really good, we're going to charge the customer less. If they are really good, what? That doesn't make any sense. Being a newer tech, just what Jake says, I totally get it. I will show them the value. And also, everyone knows plumbers are not cheap. If you call us, we already know you need us. Now, let's inform the customer on why we are expensive, but quality always wins. Absolutely. The carnival doesn't cost what Disney World costs. When I go to the carnival, I'm kind of expecting a clown. When I go to Disney World, I'm expecting premium. I know the burger's going to be $28. I know it's in the design of Mickey Mouse. That's cute. Oh, that's neat. And it's $28 because it looks like, huh. And I bought Mickey dollars. I gave 100 real dollars for 100 Mickey dollars, and now the Mickey dollars aren't worth as much as the real dollars because burgers in here are 28 Mickey dollars instead of 5 American dollars out there, like literally 2 miles down the street, 1 mile down the street, half a mile down the street. You know, makes me laugh. I went to Topgolf the other day. Now, Topgolf is an experience place. This is a service place. My employees have a membership there, and everybody, we all go, and then they get to go, and blah, 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 blah. We have a lot of fun. Part of the culture thing that we talk about, like taking care of your customers and making sure, or taking care of your employees, and your employees taking care of your customers, and everyone taking care of everyone, and it's just a great way to build a culture. So we're there having a good time, and I think I had a couple employees there and someone else, and our server comes up. And the first thing he wants to make sure I know, now they had just opened. The first thing he wants to make sure I know is that his battery only lasts 6 hours, but he has a 7-hour shift. That's the first thing that he tells me. Now I'm a diamond, they call them platinum something membership holder. So I'm supposed to be, they say VIP. So this is what he says to the VIP guest. I bought the most expensive product they have there. And this is, he says, hey, just want you to know, my tablet only lists 6 hours. I have a 7-hour shift. I'm like, okay. And then he goes, so we need to get your order in. I'm just going to take everyone's order right now. And then I don't have to make multiple trips. And I'm just like, wow, tell me more about how much you hate your job. And then he's like, you know, so I'll be back when I can get to it. Shortly after he comes back, and then he enlightens us that from where we are, our bay, to where he has to go to get drinks is 1/10 of a mile. Now, I was on a Navy ship, which was 505 feet in length. And I can assure you that that drink station was not 528 feet away. Okay, so we'll start there. We'll end with that. But I'm just telling you right now, first of all, even if it was, that's not my problem. I don't know why you're telling me that. But second of all, you're incorrect. He says, you are the goat. Jake's the mini goat. You guys are awesome. I love you guys. Yeah, type ebook. Chris McCann types ebook. Type ebook if you guys want a little bit of free training. Now, look, in this ebook, it's unique. It's an ebook. So it's not an actual book you'll get in the mail. You'll get it through you get it through email. You have to answer a question in the messenger. But in this ebook, there's a lot of information in there about the three lies that we're told, right? You need more calls, you need better guys, you need better customers. Those are all lies. But the reality is that inside of that training, there's links that'll take you back to past shows. I just want to give you guys a heads up. I've been noticing a lot of people going to these past shows and they start requesting whatever I had back then. I don't think those links work anymore. I'm sorry. Go ahead and request it. I do see the requests. And if you reach out to me, I will get you that stuff, like the overcoming objections training, I think from episode 20 something that you're linked back to. But the cool thing about that is that we are linking you back to areas in past shows where we've answered these questions. So this isn't like, here's a little bit of information, buy something. Here's a little bit, it's not like that. It's like, here's a little bit of information. If you really want to learn more about it, go here and get more right now. Like, there you go. So I try to make this stuff as easy as possible, type ebook. Now, I'm not going to lie. I hope that you see some value in the training I'm providing. That's the reason why I'm doing it. And I believe that we have a pretty good product. So if you've already seen that ebook or you already know you want more information about our training, type dominate and we'll get you information about our paid trainings where I help plumbing business owners and plumbing business the techs and provide a better experience. Even CSRs, we can help the whole gauntlet. We can do the whole thing. Look, I love you guys. That's why I do this. This is the whole reason. I don't really honestly care as much about the plumbing side of it as I do care about the experience that Mrs. Jones is gonna get out of this. And for those that know me, you know that's really where I lean, because to me, that's the magic here. That plumbing is just the stage. Service is the song. I've been saying that since day one. You know, when we go to concerts, when we go to see musicians, we're not there to look at the stage, but the stage is the reason why we're all in that place. But the music is what we're there for, the old classic songs, right? And half these guys don't even sound anything like they says. Good math, Chris. Hopefully I got some math right there. I don't know what that was about. Andy loves to call me out. I love that dude. Pilot Plumbing out of Vancouver. He's an awesome dude. So is Sam, one of his techs. Got a chance to meet both those guys. Brandon Grant says, you're not going to teach me to plumb? No, Brandon, and you don't need me to, because you are the man with the plan. I'm also not going to teach you how to drive, and you know what that was. That was a deep deep shot at you. I love you. Please tell the truth. Hashtag always. Good, good, good. Now, what's that even mean? I'm not sure what that means, but we try to tell the truth. I don't think that that's a value for everyone, but that is a value for me. Service industry leaders that just do plumbing. Hey, guys, look, I see him on here. He's on here. His name is Joey Cisneros in the house, my man. He says, fresh head and fresh. Good to see you on here, brother. I got to get you an NO out here. I'm making a public announcement so everyone can hold me accountable. But I've been delaying you, brother, because I'm waiting for my offices to get done, because I want to brag. I want to show. I'm excited to show you because I love you. Great dude. Great family. And by family, man, here's a guy, you talk about culture, like that's who he is in life, is who he is in business, is who his employees are to his customers. I think if you go back and watch show 85, episode 85, you'll see all of the secrets, all of the, everything you need from him and his brothers to the examples they give, to the teachings they gave on that show, more than I gave on that show. Go back and watch that show if you want to know how to do culture. Go back and watch that show, or you can pay a bunch of money to someone else, or you can just go watch that episode for free. Brandon got the cool glasses on. Love you, man. You will go for a ride, he says. I'm not done. This will always make you, yeah. Hey, look, this dude on the strips of Vegas, back when you were allowed to do stuff in life, we're on the strip of Vegas. It's like, what, 2 a.m. in the morning? Joey's like, where are these two guys? Me and Brandon are on the street of Vegas having an intellectual, like definitely worth our time conversation where he's telling me that he's the greatest driver in the world, and I'm telling him I'm never going to be a passenger. It doesn't matter. And so he's like, no, man, I'm track certified. And I'm like, bro, I don't care if you're, like, literally could be Dale Earnhardt Jr. himself. I'm not getting in. It's not happening. And I love you, man. That was a good time. I'll never forget that. I had a great time. Great time with those guys, that guy, all those dudes. Joe Rhodes, we'll give a shout out to him. He was there as well for those maybe followed us back then. Guys, look, I love all of you guys. I know a lot of you now. I feel like this because of this. This is great. It's been awesome. Been out to, I think, 18 shops now in the last year and a half. It's been totally eye-opening for me. I've probably learned more than I've taught. Just had a great time with all of you guys. I really do love you guys. That's why I do this stuff, man. That's why I'm trying to peel back the curtain of what business is. Some people say, well, what makes you the genius and the knower of all things? Because I failed more than you, and I was willing to learn from it. And maybe that's the only difference. But either way, guys, I love you. Hey, listen, as always, we got to do some gift cards. Hey, I just really got to give. I was about to shut the show down. That would have saved me $50. Let's just shut the show down. This is really a $50 decision right now. Okay, all right, fair enough. Let's do this thing. Let's do the 25. First of all, he says, then he goes where someone else for a ride. I don't think that's how it went, man, Brandon. I don't think that's how it went, brother. I was driving that car. I was a drag racing. I almost wore that shirt tonight. No joke. Boise, Idaho with Nick Marsala. And he took me drag racing, but I was the one driving. There's a big difference. There's a big difference. He says, we love you more than you know. And, 528. Thank you, my man. Thank you, brother. And he says, I've been in a vehicle with you. It's an experience, let me tell you. We went to California and then back to the... Oh, man. He says, you owe me $500. I'm not sure what that's even about. Andy, I'm always on Andy. Hey, if you want to hear a beatboxing fool, that dude's got a skill for real. Everybody's got these skills. Chuck Barron can serve. Andy Davis is the Fresh Prince, the real Fresh Prince. Excuse. That's not an excuse. That's what happened. There's a big difference between excuses and facts. Guys, I love you. All right, let's do this. Who are we doing this for? All right. First question I'm going to ask you guys. Well, let's go back to these companies. Let's get a gift card out to these guys. The gift card giveaway is random. I'm just literally going down random. Are you going to put someone up there right now? Can you give us a company that wins? We'll get them a gift card giveaway. Get them something out there. Who do we got? We got TJ Hodge. My boy TJ Hodge with Shaw Plumbing. You guys just won a $25 Visa gift card for your shop, for your guys, for your team. Maybe it's, the office staff of the month gets a mani-pedi. Maybe it's, one of your guys gets a brand new, go down to, I never would recommend buying anything from Lowe's except for one thing, and I've caught a lot of flack for this, but they sell this big flashlight called the Max. Love it. It's huge, black. But it's big, and it gets the customer's attention. It's a great communicator. I don't know. Maybe you can go get that for them. I stole the mani-pedi idea from Joey. Joey does that for us. I'm telling you, go watch episode 85. You'll learn. Come on, man. Dollar in, 97 cents out. Oh, yeah, that's right. Andy, stop. We can't give away too many secrets on the show. Brandon says he's with Kinsey Plumbing. He is the guy with the plan. All right, let's do another gift card here. All right, we're going to do the 25. He says you're going to eat your cornbread, Jake. Inside joke, cornbread. All right, so we're going to do a $25 gift card. Now, this can be used for your own personal whatevers you want to use it for. I think what we're going to do is this is extremely important. This is important to me. Really important to me. In the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, there's John Candy and Steve Martin. Now, this is extremely important to me. When they meet, Steve Martin trips over something that John Candy has. In fact, he travels everywhere with it, and they have a little bit of a scene later on about this. And he tries to apologize. John Candy tries to apologize. Offer Steve Martin a little bit of everything. If you can tell me what Steve Martin trips over to lose the cab to John Candy, I will give you a $25 Visa gift card right now. Kelly Rigdon jumping on the show, and he's probably like, I thought this was about plumbing. You missed all the plumbing. You missed all the business. You missed all the sales. Go back and watch the replay. But yeah, we're going to do that gift card giveaway. Somebody tell me what he tripped over. Now, while we're waiting for that answer, I want to tell you to go on to your favorite podcast. While you're working, you can go back and listen to the show, catch some things maybe you missed. It's an audio only. It's a great way to listen while you work or while you drive. And you can do that on your favorite podcast, either just literally type into Google and just say, you know, the Plumbing Sales Coach podcast. You're literally fill the whole page. I think if you just type in the Plumbing Sales Coach, we'll fill the whole page up with something. So access to everything. YouTube channel starting to kick off. I think we're going to be going live on there. It says, I can't see any comments. Odd. Way past my time. Love John Candy. Don't care for Steve Martin. My dad went to school with Steve Martin. They didn't know each other because my dad wasn't cool. But they went to school together. And I thought that was neat. But Steve Martin wouldn't be able, like, Steve Martin's not walking around being like, yeah, Chris Fresh's dad and I went to, he doesn't even know who I am. But my dad knew who he was, and I knew who he was. And so when my dad told me who he was and they went to school together, I knew what was up. He says, Michael's on the show. Good to see you. What's up? A pillow, guys. Pillow is from the scene later on when they're sleeping and they wake up. That is not the answer. The answer here is about they're in New York. They're chasing Kevin Bacon's in the movie for a short period of time because he's in every single movie. And him and Steve Martin get into this race and they're running down the street trying to get to this cab. And then some other dude he trips over something from some other guy that costs him from the cab. The other guy is John Candy. What does he trip over? Come on, please, someone give me the answer. If you guys don't give me the answer, then I'm going to just take this $25 Visa gift card. In the next show, we're going to do a $50 Visa gift card next week. No, that's not right. Should we ask a different question? It was a soup. I'm going to give it. No, I can't give it to you, man. It was wrong. It's wrong. It's not a briefcase. It's a suitcase. It's the big old trunk suitcase, guys. All right, another question for. We're going to be on this show all night long doing this gift card giveaway. Let's go. All right, is that what the show's turned into? Just a giveaway? Hey, if you're still on the show, you might win something tonight. I might do a couple of giveaways. Not his briefcase. That's right. It was his trunk, his suitcase. It was the item he carried around. It was everything he had in there. There is something that we learned. Well, let's go to something really actually important about the show then. Should we do that about pricing and all that kind of stuff? We talked about overpricing. All right. We'll do something in relation to the price book and the show and all that. Kevin Stanley, welcome to the show. You're here for the gift card giveaway just in time. We're referencing the show. And Jake says, I guess, but you guessed wrong. A lot of people guessed and you've won before. You've won several. I think you've made more money on the gift cards than you do at your job. Like I've given you, I feel like you've won. You basically have stock in companies all across the country. All right, let's do another one. I'm ready. This is important. This is about, sales, plumbing and all this kind of stuff. He says I've won before. He was trying to show the love. Frankie in the house. Good to see you. All right. Let's do something in relation to the pricing and all that kind of stuff. So, in the movie Vacation, Chevy Chase and John Candy they're on their way to, my producer's laughing real hard right now. He's putting a grin on my face. He says, knowledge you provide is worth more than the card. All winner who watched from the beginning. I love you, brother. Thank you for that, Robert Barnes. Robert Barnes just was literally on a call the other day. We're on a mastermind with him and all the other people. He's on a call. And I'm telling everyone how to get reviews, how to guarantee you can get reviews. There'll be novels. They'll be amazing if you just follow this simple process. And he does it while we're on the mastermind, on the call, and gets this huge review. And I just think that's awesome, man. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. All right, Brittany. All right, so we got basically the entire company from All Plumbing Systems. They're here today. Right now. So we're just missing a couple of people. All right. So we're talking about important things like price books. I'm giving a $25 Visa gift card away to somebody that can tell me in the movie Vacation, Chevy Chase at the end goes to a very big amusement park. What is the name of that amusement park? If you can tell me the name of that amusement park. In fact, they shoot John Candy with a BB gun in that movie. That's a really good scene too. There's a really funny movie with the whole entire family, the Griswolds, and there's a whole series that goes along with that. But I need to know what the name of that amusement park was. They had a moose there that was their mascot, a moose. Come on, man, what is it? What is it? Let me know what it is. Let me know what it is. What it is. What it is. What it is. Can I Google it quick? Yeah, Brittany, sure. Go ahead. And by the time you get back Googling it, you'll have missed most of the show and we'll have already... Wonder World? What? In, Jake, what is... you Briefcase? Wonder World? It's like you're so close. You are so close. You are... Pacific Play... What? Okay, if you don't know the answer, you guys, you don't know the... You're just making stuff up right now. It doesn't even... The words don't even sound like Pacific Playland. Now, Pacific Play... I get he lives on the Pacific Ocean, so maybe he just wanted to let everyone know, hey, I live on the Pacific Ocean, be jealous. That's... I mean, we already said it, he says. Brandon has no idea how show business works. Brandon is clueless. He's just like, we already said it. Can we... Do we sign the paperwork now? Brandon's just a total... Like, he's just like, so yes, all right, right here, here, sign here and here. Yep, right here. Okay, great. Thanks for your help. We'll have someone else come out and do the work because I haven't touched my tools in a while. We already said it. Dude, I almost said Walmart. He says, I just jumped on. Can you not see our comments? I can see. Man, you're messing me up, man. You're messing me up. All right, look. Guys, I love you. We're going to pick a winner here. It looks like, how many have you had, Jake? Wally World, Wonder World, Walmart. All right, the answer is Wally World, and we are going to give the prize to Brandon Graham because he needs to buy some more friendship minutes so he can reach out to a friend. All right, love you guys. A $25 Visa gift card to Brandon. Email into info@theplumbingsalescoach. For the winners of both gift cards, we will get those to you as soon as you email in. Guys, I love you, and as always, remember, serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great week.